Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email from Anonymous.
Subject is geriatric millennial beginning LSAT journey.
Okay.
Are the millennials geriatric now?
Is that, what's that say? How old are you if you're a millennial?
I think we are too old to be millennials, and we're also not yet geriatric.
Are we Gen? What are we then?
Well, we're not even Gen X. I have no idea what I am. I think we've talked about this on the show. All right, I'll read this email while Ben looks up the restrictions for millennials. Ben and Nathan, I'm so grateful to have discovered you. I've been thinking about law school as a career change. I'm currently a travel nurse for a few years now, and I am finally taking action. I'll be taking the LSAT for the first time this spring, and I already plan to keep going until I'm satisfied with score performance and have fully tapped out my own tank and my study resources, Demon Live, etc. The plan is to apply next year/cycle, and I'm getting pumped to learn more about online and part-time options out there. Fantastic. I hope you looked at our recent episode of LSAT Demon Daily. It was actually episode 404, where our man Matt Dumont interviewed former student Jackie, who is now doing a fully online JD at St. Mary's Law. So again, that's episode 404 of LSAT Demon Daily. If you want to learn more about one of the only, I guess there's apparently five of these like pilot programs that are going on, but we've got somebody inside one of the five and it sounds like it's going great. Fully online JD. That has to be the way things are going. I refuse to believe that we're going to continue to, I'm not saying we're not going to continue to get together in person, but there's going to be lots of options for people who don't want to.
Well, think about it. You open up your market to anyone across the country. If you're some regional law school, the last thing you want to do is limit yourself to some podunk town in the middle of nowhere. You just say,
it's
hey,
the difference
look,
between
we're
strategy
online.
Prep and Fox LSAT 2 years ago and now LSAT Demon.
Exactly. You
know, yeah. There's going to be a lot more of that. So if you're interested in online and part-time options, this is a great time. I really think that we're going to be moving in this. And by the way, remember, this is how law schools used to be in large part. Remember the whole thing about night school, how law school used to be like almost always a part-time after work endeavor and people would go study and then they would come out lawyers after, you know, however many years of going to night law school. So you don't need the fucking college experience when you're going to law school. I really can't emphasize that enough. You already had a college experience. You don't need to go have another prestigious. You can, but like for people with families and people who want to work, and there's lots of reasons not to try to go to law school full time. Okay. Anyway, this email from Anonymous continues. I'm not feeling confident about the LOR piece of the application. It's been over 15 years since I graduated undergrad, so obviously professors are out. Is that so obvious, Ben?
Nope, but I would prefer someone more recent.
Yeah. I have had some great work experiences, but the problem is I've bounced around so much with my job that I don't feel I've established a strong enough relationship with any certain boss. As a travel nurse for 10 years now, I have lots of peer nurses that would be willing to vouch for me, but working night shift and changing hospitals every few months hasn't supported the ability to get to know many managers who rarely are even there on nights. Ha ha. Very well.
You know, I want to push back against this a little bit. I don't think you need to know these people very well to get a letter of recommendation. Obviously, they need to know who you are, and you might just need to go out of your way a little bit more to know these people. But you don't need to know, like you say, every few months. Like, it doesn't take that long to create a good impression, tell them your situation, say, hey, I need this letter, and for them to write it.
Yeah. And in their letter, they say, you know, who they are to you, why they hired you, and like a little bit about how you've been on the job. I mean, I also would consider having a peer nurse write one of the letters does seem pretty reasonable to me.
Totally. Yeah. especially if you get a manager to write as well, even if it's not as good or thorough, because it shows that you're not afraid to.
And one of your peer nurses writes more about what it's actually like to be a travel nurse.
Yep. Yep.
That could totally make sense. I'm very interested in health law as a potential pursuit, but again, I don't necessarily have a mentor in this field at the moment. That makes me want to, like, you need to be pounding the pavement to try to get one.
Yep.
So read The Law Career Playbook by Rachel Gezersay. Start reaching out to LinkedIn contacts, anybody you know, every hospital you work at, say, can I talk to legal?
Yep.
Is it appropriate to ask another ICU nurse who I have worked with who can attest to my nursing skills, interpersonal abilities, and overall professional abilities? Or is this a gray zone since they are technically my friend and coworker? I think it's appropriate to have, like, say you're just a full-time freelancer, contract freelancer. Maybe you're a wedding photographer. As a wedding photographer, I think you necessarily are going to have to get letters of recommendation from the brides or from the whatever, you know, from the just some other, like a photographer, maybe like someone who works you're the photographer, a wedding planner or a wedding venue or something like that. You could get somebody adjacent.
Yeah.
And that totally makes sense. And when they read your package, it'll make sense that that's why that letter is coming from who it's coming from.
Yep. Don't have them say, oh, they're my best friend. This is.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Okay. Also, I am a licensed private pilot and did establish a very positive relationship with my flight instructor who helped teach me some of the ground school and guided me from 0 hours to licensed pilot. It was a challenging journey, and he was able to witness my decision-making skills along the way. We have spent around 100 hours flying together over recent years, and I believe he'd speak enthusiastically to my dedication to complete this goal. I plan to ask him if it would be an acceptable person to include. I like that.
Yeah, I do like that too. At the very least, you don't have to use these things, right? So ask for them, decide what you get once you get them.
Yeah.
Decide what you're going to use once you get them.
That's it, I think. Thank you, Anonymous, for writing in. Hopefully that was helpful.
I figured out our generation. We should just, for people who are curious.
Are we millennials?
No, we're not. So millennials are 1980 to 1994. We are Gen X, or also apparently known as latchkey kids. I didn't realize that. That's 1966 to 1979. Gen Z starts in 1995.
Gen X and latchkey kid is the same thing?
Apparently. Gen Y is millennials and Gen Z is Gen Next.
Gen Next.
According to this website.
Okay. Yep. I don't feel Gen X. Do you feel Gen X?
I don't feel anything because I never think about these things.
That's not part of your story that you tell yourself all the time.
I don't say, oh yeah, well I'm Gen Y or Gen X. Yeah, I guess I'd be Gen X.
Do you remember latchkey kid? Remember when that was like a hot catchphrase? People were always talking. That's interesting that they're calling Gen X kids latchkey kids, because that used to be like the after school special.
Yeah.
You're a latchkey kid. I guess that makes sense because kind of it was sort of our parents where women were more coming into the workforce. Is that true? Yeah, because they weren't working so much like in the 50s.
Yeah, well, it says coming of age was 1984 to 1997.
And so women are coming into the workforce in the 80s and 90s a lot. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we're latchkey kids. I like the after school special, like real wistful, like it's sort of sad, right? Like, Ooh, Timmy's a latchkey kid.
Yeah, he's by himself for a few hours. Yeah, I mean, it's not fun, but.
Also known as the house where all the people go gather at after school because there's no parents around. Cool.
Okay.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Great. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.